Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
On the cross, God ceased to be the father of his son and became his judge. And Jesus was separated from God. And there, Jesus took our sin. And on that cross, Jesus became the Lamb that took our sin upon himself. And when God looked down upon Jesus, he saw you and me. He saw our mistakes, our failures, our rebellion, our sin, our messed up lives. And when he did, he had to smite him on the cross. Isaiah says that he was stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. And we thought God was doing it to him because he was in rebellion. But God was smiting our sins, our sicknesses, our diseases, everything we needed for wholeness in our life. God was judging it on Jesus. And 3 days and three nights, Jesus suffered for you and me. But on the third morning, blessed be God, God said, today you are my son. And again, I am your father. And he raised Jesus up again from the dead. He became the firstborn from the dead for you and me. So it was the power of the Holy Spirit that came upon Jesus, and Jesus flung off your and my sin. And when he did, there was a rebirth of his spirit, a reuniting of his spirit with the Father. And that first begotten born of the Spirit man down in hell itself triumphed over death, hell of the grave, took the keys of death and hell from the devil, took the crown he'd taken off of Adam's head, walked out of there, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. And it was all done by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said it's to your advantage that he comes. And here, notice what he said, if that same spirit is dwelling in you, he'll make alive your mortal body. He'll help you to do things with your body. In fact, in Romans 8:13, I want to read to you out of the Amplified Bible, it says this, for if you live according to the dictates of the flesh, you will surely die. He's saying, if you let your flesh dominate you, now you got to remember something. The book of Romans is written to a church, not a sinner. It's written to Christians, not sinners. It's written to the believers in Rome. And notice that Paul says to believers, if you live according to the dictates of your flesh, you will experience death in your life. Notice that? Woo, we were shouting just a few minutes ago. But you know what he's saying? He's saying if you let your flesh determine your life instead of Jesus determine your life, it'll kill you. Anybody found that to be true? Huh? Your flesh will get you in trouble, won't it? Because your flesh has not been redeemed yet. Thank God one day it will. One day, thank God, we'll put on a glorified body and be like Jesus. But until then, guess what? We got this thing to deal with. We nourish it. We exercise it. We give it some rest. And then we spend the rest of the day beating it, trying to keep it from ruining us. Huh? Because, see, God gave his eyes to see pureness, and we want, but our flesh wants to use our eyes to look at the wrong thing. God gave his ears to hear his voice, but our ears want to hear things of the world. God gave us a mouth to praise him, but a lot of times our flesh doesn't want to use our mouth to praise God. It wants to use our mouth to curse somebody out. Amen? God gave us hands to bless people, but a lot of times your flesh wants to use your hands to hurt somebody. Come on, say amen, oh me, but it's so anyway. And Paul's writing here to the church, and listen to what he says. He said, if you let the flesh dictate to you your life, it's going to bring death to you. But now look what he says. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit, well, look, if through the power of the Holy Spirit, in other words, you don't have to do this yourself. Just like Jesus couldn't raise himself up from the dead, you cannot conquer death in your life by yourself. Come on. How many of you have dealt with something over and over and over and you thought you had it whipped and here it came again? It's kind of like that 10 pounds we're going to lose that we've lost 50 times and found. Huh? I can remember back in 1984, I went over to the City of Faith. That's back whenever it was still in operation, a big hospital there on ORU. And they gave ministers free physicals. And so I went over there, and I thought, you know, I'll go over and get it. And boy, it was thorough. I mean, it was great. And so they did this big physical with me. And Bonnie said, what do you think they're going to say? They're going to say, well, you're in good shape, and your heart's in good shape, and your blood's in good shape, and everything seems in good shape, but you probably could lose 10 pounds. And so they did all this work, and I was over there all day, had to fast the day before and had to go all this stuff. And here I am, and they put me through all this stuff. And when they're all done, the doctor comes out and says, well, you know, you're in good shape pretty much. So I said, but, you know, it'd be good if you lose 10 pounds, and, you know, it'd really help you out. And I looked at him, I thought, I've been losing those same 10 pounds for the last 5 years. Hallelujah. That's when I was in my 30s. Now I'm up in my mid-60s, and I still lose them and find them. Praise God. Why? Because if you're just losing something, you'll find it. If you're just losing a bad habit, guess what? You'll find it, because your flesh knows where it's at. So God says the way you overcome things is you just don't put it off or neglect it or lose it. He says you need the help of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit comes to help you not to lose that problem. The Holy Spirit comes to help you to do something about that problem. What's He coming to do? Let's read it. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit you are habitually, meaning what? Every time it sticks its head up, hit it. This isn't a one-time deal. But if you are habitually putting to death, making extinct, and deadening what? Every evil deed prompted by your body, you shall really, genuinely live forever. In other words, he says, if you will say, Holy Spirit, just like you raised Jesus up from the dead, I'm asking you to raise me up from the deadness of this body. And every time death tries to come back on me, help me to just knock it back down and kill it again. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what the Bible says? The Holy Spirit has come to raise us up, just like he raised Jesus up, and help us to walk in newness of life. So what do I need? I need the Holy Spirit with me. I need the Holy Spirit in me. I need the Holy Spirit upon me. And I need the Holy Spirit help me to kill things that are trying to stop me from following Jesus. And whenever I allow the Holy Spirit to begin to work in my life, and I become Spirit-led, Spirit-conscious, Spirit-filled, Spirit-anointed, and Spirit-empowered, what's he talking about? He says you will experience the true life of God when you allow the Holy Spirit to come and do for you what he was sent to do. Amen? Now, what am I going to do then, Pastor? Well, look in John's Gospel, the 7th chapter. I told you final over there, but you know what a closing means when a preacher's preaching? Absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. John chapter 7, but we are going to close with this because I want to minister to you. John chapter 7, this is the Feast of Tabernacles. You find that in John 7, 2. The Feast of Tabernacles was the feast where they built little tabernacles and they stayed in them. And it was a feast where they were celebrating that God would come and make his tabernacle with man. God would come and dwell with man. And we would be one with God. Amen? And so Jesus goes up in the middle of this feast and everybody's looking for him. And so he goes up and begins to teach. And then in chapter 37 it says, on the last day of that great day of the feast. In other words, when people have celebrated and came to the revelation that God wants to tabernacle. He wants to live in our lives. He wants to be in our lives. He wants us to be at home in him and him at home with us, and that we are one together. So on the last day of that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit whom those who believe in him should receive. For the Holy Spirit, see, he's talking about the Holy Spirit, was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. I've got good news for you. Jesus has been glorified and the Holy Spirit's been given. And you know, somebody says, well, yeah, but that was the Feast of Tabernacles. But you know what? God said in this new covenant, he doesn't dwell in this big building. We're the tabernacle of God. He dwells in us. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Paul told us that 1 Corinthians 3 and 1 Corinthians 6, the church and you as an individual, as corporate and individually, we are now the temple of the Holy Spirit. Spirit of God dwells in me. So you know what? God has made his tabernacle with us. And we're living in this grace period where we're one with God. The Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us. But you know what Jesus is saying? Even during this Feast of Tabernacles, this is what was so important. This is why Jesus spoke this out on the last day, this great day of the feast, whenever everybody's getting ready to go. You know what Jesus was saying? Don't let this stop just because this feast is over. Because God doesn't want to just be in your life just a week or so out of the year. God wants to be in your life every day. And in your walk with God, if you find yourself getting a little dry, you find yourself getting a little weary, you find yourself not being able to put to death those things that are trying to produce death in your life, he says, come and drink until up out of your heart, out of your spirit, your innermost being begins to flow those rivers of living water. In other words, the Holy Spirit begins to renew you and strengthen you and encourage you so you can stand strong in the battle, so that you won't give up. So all of a sudden you know that, wait a minute, God is with me. Wait a minute. God is in me. Wait a minute. God is upon me. Wait a minute. And God is for me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Because the Holy Spirit comes in and refreshes all of that in you. And all of a sudden, instead of you thinking, well, I fought, but I'm going to give up, I can't whip this thing, all of a sudden you begin to rise up with the refreshing of the anointing. And you begin to say, God, I can do this. Jesus, you called me out of darkness to follow you. And you know, Lord, I'm going to follow you right through this, right over to the victory. Hallelujah. And Holy Spirit, I thank you that you're going to help me to knock down everything that would try to hinder me from following Jesus. Amen? That's what the Holy Spirit's come to do. He wants to do these works in us that he did in Jesus. Because in each one of these things, these four things, Jesus had it in his life as an example that we needed in ours. Amen?
Well, praise the Lord. Once again, I want to thank you for being with us and letting me teach you and minister the Word of God to you. I want to thank all of my partners that are hooked up and helping support this ministry. We appreciate you so much. And I pray that this week has been a blessing to you and that you've been encouraged by the Word of God. And you know, if you have, I want to invite you to make a plan to be with us this Sunday. You can come out Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and join us at New Life Church. I'm going to be ministering a dynamic word that will bless your heart. But then I want to also invite you out Sunday evening. This Sunday evening, we're going to have a very special healing miracle service. That's at 6 p.m. Sunday evening. So write it down, log it in your memory, get ready, make plans, come expecting God to do a miracle in your life. That's this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. at New Life Church, a great healing and miracle service. Come on out. I believe God has a special word just for you, and the anointing's going to be flowing. Come expecting God to do something great for you. Amen. Listen, we look forward to seeing you, and until next time, I'm praying for you that God's very best will be yours.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.